Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Packaging, the podcast where we unbox the science, strategy, and stories behind the containers that protect and sell our favorite products. I'm your host, Alec. Today we're diving into a topic that might sound technical, but it has a huge impact on everything from product safety to a company's bottom line. We're talking about gauge, the thickness of packaging material. It's one of those invisible details that, when done wrong, can cause some very visible problems. And to help us understand the nuts and bolts of it all, we have the perfect guest with us today. Cody joins us with over a decade of hands-on experience in the food processing industry. He's seen firsthand what happens when packaging gauge is an afterthought versus when it's a priority. Cody, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Alec. It's great to be here. I'm excited to talk about this because it's so fundamental to getting a product to the customer safely.
Fantastic. So let's start with the basics for our listeners. When we say gauge in the world of packaging, what exactly are we talking about?
Absolutely. In the simplest terms, gauge just refers to the thickness of the plastic packaging material. The easiest way to picture it is to think about the difference between a really flimsy, cheap plastic grocery bag and a sturdy, rigid container that you might buy deli salads or soups in.
Right. One barely holds its own shape and the other feels substantial and protected.
Exactly. That substantial, protective feeling comes from a higher or thicker gauge. That thickness is what gives the package its strength, its structure, and a lot of its protective qualities.
That makes perfect sense. Now, I read this great line that describes a scenario I think we've all witnessed. A customer walks up to the register with a container where the lid is just slightly popped, the seal looks a bit off, and you get that sinking feeling someone might have sampled the product in the middle of the aisle. Is this the kind of thing you've seen happen when the gauge is too thin?
Oh, constantly. It's the hidden cost of cheap packaging playing out right in front of you. When a company opts for a thinner gauge to save a few fractions of a cent per unit, they often overlook what it costs them in the long run.
The long run.
That sinking feeling you described isn't just an awkward moment for the cashier. It's lost product that has to be thrown out. It's a potential safety issue. And most importantly, it's an erosion of consumer trust. If a customer sees flimsy or easily opened packages on the shelf, they start to question the integrity of the entire brand.
That's a huge point. The packaging is the first interaction a customer has with your product. If that interaction feels cheap or insecure, it reflects directly onto what's inside.
It really does. And this is where the conversation about gauge optimization becomes so critical. Saving a few cents on a thinner package seems appealing, but it can cost you dollars and damage goods, returns, and lost sales.
So let's talk about that protective quality. I know of two key terms, tamper evidence and tamper resistance. Could you break down the difference for us and how gauge plays into that?
That's a fantastic question. Tamper evidence is something like a thin plastic seal or a tab that breaks when you open it. It shows you if the package has been opened.
Okay, so it's a signal.
Right. But tamper resistance is about making the package difficult to open in the first place, or at least difficult to open and reseal without it being obvious. And this is where gauge is king. A thin, low-gauge lid might be easy to pry open and snap back on, making the tamper evident feature almost useless.
Ah, so the flimsy material undermines the security feature.
Precisely. A proper, thicker gauge provides genuine tamper resistance. The lid fits securely. It requires more effort to open, and it often creates a clear, audible pop or snap. The structure itself is a deterrent. It preserves your revenue because fewer products are damaged, and it preserves your reputation because customers feel confident in the safety of your product.
Beyond tamper resistance, what are some of the other benefits of getting the gauge right? I'd imagine things like shipping and stocking come into play.
Definitely. Durability and stack strength are two huge ones. In the food processing world, we're often stacking pallets of product high in a warehouse or refrigerated truck. A container with the proper gauge can withstand that pressure, protecting the product from the plant all the way to the store shelf. That strength is just as important on the shelf, where products need to look pristine and stack neatly to be appealing to customers.
It seems so clear that
A slightly higher upfront cost for better gauge pays for itself many times over. So, for a company trying to make the right decision, what's the thought process? How do they choose the right gauge instead of just defaulting to the cheapest option?
It comes down to looking at the entire life cycle of the product, not just the unit price of the container. You have to ask the right question.
Such as?
Well, first, what is the product itself? Is it heavy? Is it liquid? Does it need strong protection from oxygen? Second, how will it be displayed? Will it be stacked high or will it be sitting alone on the shelf? Is it going to be handled a lot by customers? And third, what is the customer's expectation? For a premium product, a flimsy package feels wrong. It creates a disconnect.
That's a fantastic framework. It's choosing based on product needs, display realities, and customer perception, not just the price tag.
That's the key. Gauge optimization isn't an expense. It's an investment in protecting your product and your profits. It's about delivering the product to the customer in the exact condition you intended.
Cody, this has been incredibly insightful. You've taken a seemingly small detail and shown us just how foundational it is to the entire commercial process. And thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us.
My pleasure, Alec. It was great talking with you.
That's all the time we have for today on Let's Talk Packaging. A big thanks again to our guest, Cody. Join us next time as we continue to explore the world inside the box. Until then, goodbye, everyone.